You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome the marketing director of the Eastern Shore Arts Center into the studio with us, Miss Adrienne Clow.
Hello.
And good morning. Happy New Year.
Good morning.
We have our first Art Walk open house of the new year with all new exhibits, right?
Yes, yes. All of them. All of them are changing out this week.
If you'd like to follow along, go to esartcenter.org. Or just Google Eastern Shore Art Center and then click on events. Is that right? Events or exhibits?
Do exhibits and then go to that current exhibits
okay,
page.
Okay, we're going to exhibits. And did I make it? Where am I? Let's see. Exhibits, current and upcoming exhibits. And we're going to see what's happening that opens tonight at the Eastern Shore Art Center for First Friday Art Walk. You're a rain or shine event because everything's inside.
Correct. Everything is inside. All the food, all the beverages, and our live music, too, with Jay Meganson on the guitar. He'll be inside as well.
Okay. Well, let's
We'll be safe from the storms inside.
Let's hope it doesn't develop as bad as it is.
I know.
We have decided, due to the weather and our artist not wanting to get her stuff wet, we have canceled tonight here at the radio station, and we'll have our artist, Tina Gilgore, in February
Good.
2nd. So, but y'all are Good. On like King Kong.
Yeah. We're doing it.
And tell us what's happening tonight.
Yeah, so our first big exhibit opens up tonight with Banks Compton, and he's lived all over Alabama. Right now he's out of Foley, Alabama, and you may know him as a muralist from around lower Alabama area. He's always been working big. So kind of like Hannah Legg has been doing our Fairhope murals, he's been doing the same thing kind of all over areas of Alabama.
Oh, I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. So these are his murals with some titles written on it?
We've got some flyers that he gave us that we've got on the website, so you can kind of get a sneak peek of what he does. But his pieces in the gallery, they range from about 5 to 6 feet each, and they are amazing. Some of them are portraits that he's done. Some are kind of more like surrealist subject matter. Mm-hmm. But the theme of his show is Southern Spirits Capturing the Essence of Home. So it's all about how he was kind of coming of age through COVID, probably getting out of college. He did a stint in Europe where I think he was kind of locked out over there in Europe, and so was trying to get home and back to painting and getting back in the swing of things. So it's kind of all stemming from going through that time.
He looks like a very young man.
He's probably about 23-24 years old. So if you see you see this work, and it looks like he's been doing this for a really long time.
Looking forward to seeing Banks Compton. And where is he from?
So I think his family originally is out of Mobile, but like I said, I think he's in Foley now.
Okay.
His family is up in Demopolis, kind of closer up there near Tuscaloosa. So he's got a lot of family coming down for the show. So really happy to have him. And then our second artist is Roseanne McKinney, and she is from the Ocean Springs, Mississippi Gulf Coast area. And she's a representational painter.
What does that mean?
So she does a lot of figure work. So it is very representational of the subject matter. So it is very realistic, but with a little abstract additions to it. So she uses a lot of like stencils and textures that she uses in the background. The colors are more on the realistic side versus abstract side. But it's a lot of female figures. They're very gorgeous. She's got about 40 pieces.
I don't know how to describe them. They're really beautiful.
I know. She's got about 40 artworks that I hung up yesterday. And I mean, it's just seeing the difference between when it all comes in and it's spread along the sides of the wall, and then when it gets hung up, it's so breathtaking to see the difference. But she also travels a lot. She, throughout the year, she does several gigs in Honduras, where I think she does a lot of mission work, that she goes over there and helps out their community. She's got one painting that I really like, that it's her with two monkeys that she's painted, that she actually spends her time with when she goes down to Honduras. She has a monkey that she hangs out with.
I was wondering if some of these were kind of self-portraits. Interesting. Very nice.
So really great exhibit to see. And then our third exhibit is Ben Peabody. He comes to us from the Baton Rouge area. And his exhibit is called Art and Addiction, and it is a compelling series of work that depicts his journey through addiction treatment and recovery, because I believe he said that it's Drug Recovery Month. And so his work, he has about 10 or so pieces that are all based on his recovery through addiction. So it's a very, I'm trying to think of how to describe them, but they're kind of like assemblage, collage, things that he's collected to build these pieces detailed.
Yeah, I'm seeing three-dimensional. Mm-hmm. And like you said, a collage of, mm-hmm. of objects, not necessarily just a
exactly
pen or a brush on paper.
Exactly, like he's taken elements to bend into hands. He's taken there's this one piece that's very like detailed, there's one that's called Your Chair Awaits, talking about Alcoholics Anonymous meetings that he still goes to today. He was telling me the story about it yesterday, and he will actually be there tonight if you are going through some of the same issues, and he is willing to talk to you about anything. But it's a very compelling exhibit to see, and it's right when you come in our foyer area.
Okay.
And just like our other two exhibits, it will be on display for the next 2 months. So if the rain does kind of scare you away today, it will be open through the end of February.
That's good.
As well.
And you're also open week Tuesday through Fridays from what, 10 to 4?
Mm-hmm. And then on Saturday, we have two extra hours that were open, 10 to 6. So.
Oh, good. And so these are in place the entire time if you can't make it out for the debut, so to speak.
Exactly.
But you've got refreshments. Is there a sponsor you want to acknowledge?
We don't have a sponsor. Yeah, okay. We don't have a sponsor tonight. But I do want to give a special thank you to Priscilla Royster. She has been the one that's been doing our catering for the past few months, and she's doing a fantastic job. And we really, really love having her. So she's been really stepping up the game.
Okay.
So thank you so much, Priscilla.
Art Walk Open House is on at the Eastern Shore Art Center tonight, no matter what the weather, from 6 until 8 p.m.
We'll be there.
And if you missed it, we here at WABF have decided not to have it tonight due to the weather. Our artist, Tina Kilgore, will join us first Friday in February instead. Now, you also have new classes coming up to coincide with the new year. Tell us about those.
Oh, yeah. So we have our winter classes actually start next week. And I think we still have a few that you can sign up for that have some spaces. I think one of our night potteries still has some spaces in it. We have a new pottery mold making class that's available on Mondays. And then we have workshops that go on throughout the year. And those are like 1, 2-day, 3-day sessions. So if you can't commit to an 8-week class, then those are perfect for you. I've got one next weekend, Bringing the Heat. It's wood burning with Daniel Bertinalli. And then same weekend, I've got sculpting Mardi Gras masks and heads with Kim Bernatis.
Cool.
So right with the season. And then I think this one might be sold out. It's our Blow Your Own Stemless Wine Glass dahlias. We love having those guys.
Wouldn't that be
fun? I think we have like one session.
Make your own wine glass.
And if those are sold out, those guys, they call themselves Muffin Jaw Designs. They will be here for the festival in March, so you can see them come out and demonstrate their craft.
They are very fun watch. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I saw them last year.
I know. And then we've got Daniel and Jamie Bertinalli coming back in February, and they're doing another wood burning workshop, but they'll be doing Valentine's. So if you want to do something special for your loved one, you can come in and use like a little wood burning tool to carve your own Valentine.
Very nice. Like carving in the tree, your initials.
Exactly.
With a pocket
you could
knife.
Do that.
This will be a little bit nicer.
You could totally do that.
Okay.
So, yeah, we've got something for everyone. We've got painting workshops, we've got pottery workshops. So, definitely check that out online. It's all listed out. So,
and I like to remind people of the fact that your galleries are available for event rental.
Oh, yeah. We've got a Mardi Gras ball that's, we've got a rental coming up later this month. So it's not just weddings. You can do your Mardi Gras association
too. We did the baby shower for my grandson, and it was just so lovely because you have the kitchen, you had the tables and the chairs. Except for the baby stuff.
Exactly.
It's already decorated with beautiful art all over the
walls.
Exactly. We had a great time, and the price is just so reasonable.
Exactly, and you can rent by the gallery, so you know, you can do just the big gallery, or you can kind of a la carte do like the other two galleries as well. So
depending on your size and your budget.
Exactly.
Yeah, so very good. All right.
Yeah. So like I said, check out our Facebook. I try to update that as much as I can with updates, and our website is usually pretty updated. Also, if you're an artist, we've got our members jury show coming up in March as well, and I just uploaded the form for that, and that is something that you can submit up to three pieces for and get into that show.
Tell us about membership. I'm glad you brought that up.
So for our members, we have multiple levels of membership, starting at the individual level. And it gets you discounts in the gift shop. You can get discounts on classes and workshops. And it goes to support the Art Center because we are a nonprofit association. So it helps us keep our lights on for our galleries and our studios and support the community arts. And the artist level membership is the one where you can apply for that and get into the juried show. And then we have our open show in November and December as well. So definitely if you're trying to get out there, that's the easiest way to get your feet wet and get into the gallery setting.
Very good. Adrienne Clow with the Eastern Shore Art Center. You can log on to esartcenter.org or call
251-928-2228.
928-2228. Mm-hmm.